Hi there, Greg Goodman joining you for episode 152 of Southern Gospel Now, your weekly look inside Southern Gospel music. Our program is made possible by Daywind.com, where you'll find Southern Gospel music and soundtracks. The May Singing News Top 80 chart will have the Kingsmen at number one with Unstoppable God. Chris Bryant was one of the songwriters and tells us about this great song.
The song Unstoppable God was written by myself, Kenna Turner West, and Jason Cox in a writing session. And the idea from this song came one day when I was traveling around close to my home in East Tennessee, looking out at the beautiful mountains. And I was reminded that I've never faced a mountain in my life that God could not move and that he did not move. And what a thought, what a concept, that no matter what we may face, no matter how dark our future may look or how high the mountain may look, there really is nothing that can stop God from moving. And so we sat down with that concept and started thinking of other things that would kind of put that into perspective. We've never faced an uncrossable sea. There's never been a trial. There's never been a time in my life or in your life that God could not see us through. And so we came up with the song Unstoppable God as just a reminder that no matter what comes our way, he truly is unstoppable.
John Deeren Rousey says doing some production work for the Guardians led to him joining the group as a vocalist.
That's the way we became acquainted. I got to work with him on some arrangements and doing some production work for him. And when they had the first retiree of the Guardians, you know, a couple of gentlemen passed away. Before that, the Guardians had no personnel changes. 25 years. So when I got to come on board, we started to allow me to put out some original songs, and one thing led to another, and we just keep being amazed. You just think God's not going to top what he's done before, and then he does it.
The Booth brothers are one of our favorite trios. Michael Booth says a casual conversation led to the formation of the group.
I'm standing here. My dad is in his Lazy Boy taking a nap, relax, and I'm leaning up against the wall. I said, Dad, because we had sung for our home church, Brandon Fellowship Baptist Church outside of Tampa. We sang something. I said, man, what do you think about starting a group? And I remember him rolling his eyes. I can still see it. I had no idea how much work was involved. He did. But that was how it began. And so we started singing more at our home church, and then another invited us, and so on and so forth.
April 30th is when the Neelands will be seen on Family Feud. We asked the group what we could expect to see.
Well, we appeared on there. There's a lot to come. There's a lot to come.
You're going to love it.
We hope. Filmed a ton of content, and the show is only 22 minutes long.
Heath Harvey's my new best friend.
The current song from Tribute Quartet is He Pilots My Ship. Josh Singletary is featured on the song and says life goes much better when we let God take the controls.
I know for me, in this point in my life, I've reached a point in areas where I just feel like I put a blindfold on and hand my hand to God and say, just take me where you may, because I just don't know what to do here. And he's faithful every time.
Joseph Habedank's new project, Autobiography, releases Friday, April 19th. Joseph's current radio single is Forgiven. He tells us about some of his favorite lyrics from the tune.
Some of my favorite lyrics around Forgiven are the verses that talk about I was guilty, you know, I was worthy of nothing more. These things that sometimes the devil tries to convince us that we are less than, that we are not good enough. He tries to tell us that we are not capable of being loved. But at the end of the day, if we've been washed in the blood of Jesus, we are forgiven, we are set free, we are redeemed. And I hope that this song will be an anthem for anyone and everyone who's ever been forgiven.
Karen Peck and New River have brought back one of their most loved songs in an acoustic version. Karen talks about 4 Days Late.
We recorded 4 Days Late in year 2000, and it's still our most requested song. I believe that the reason why is because, first of all, we know that Jesus is never late in our lives, but he's still on time, always on time.
High Road's current song is When I Lift Up My Head. It's from the pen of the legendary Dottie Rambo. Sarah Davison of High Road tells us about another Rambo's connection.
So Buck was actually named after somebody that the gospel music community probably already knows, and it's a guy named Buck Rambo. So I always liked the name Buck. I thought it was good for a guy. And then when I started figuring out names for him, for my little dog, I was like, Buck's perfect. So Buck just stuck. I call him my little buckaroo once in a while. So that's where I came up with the name from Buck Rambo.
Time for a look at the top Southern Gospel songs of the week from the Power 50 chart.
Number 5.
Meet Me at the Cross, Brian Free and Assurance.
Meet me at the cross.
Number 4.
Grace Will Lead You Home, Peach Goldman.
Grace will lead you home.
Number 3.
Stand in the Storm, Booth Brothers.
I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus.
Number 2.
There's a Song for That, Down East Boys.
And there's a song for that.
Heaven is Happening from the Guardians.
Heaven is happening here on earth.
That's our report for this week. If you haven't, I hope you'll make it a point to check out Southern Gospel Now every week. You can pursue all of our back episodes wherever you find podcasts or at southerngospelnow.com. Southern Gospel Now is made possible in part by southerngospelprizes.com. Currently, you'll find the Southbound Prize Pack up for grabs there. I'm Greg Goodman. Remember to love your neighbor. I'll see you next week with another edition of Southern Gospel News on Southern Gospel Now.